الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة وقد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
सफेद शर्मा लीजिए मोबाइल फोन बंद कर लीजिएगा. अल्लाह अकबर. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. Inshallah, after the remaining dua, inshallah, we'll have a very short Ramadan spiritual motivation session, inshallah, from the lives of the pious people. So brothers request to participate, inshallah, it'll be beneficial. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu Rabbi al-Hamdi wa al-Baghi al-Jalani wa al-Jibazim al-Sultani wa al-Sakari al-Sayyidina wa al-Mahmdi wa 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 al-Sayyidina صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. إن شاء الله, like the pious people would say, عند ذكر الصالحين تنزل الرحمة, that at the time when the pious awliya, saints of Allah Ta'ala are remembered, Allah Ta'ala's special mercy descends. So it's a good time to just mention some of the points from the lives of these pious awliya. So, mashallah, this kitab is amazing and it has many different chapters. which discuss many different topics, themes. But just this is the third volume. Each chapter I could probably spend a while, but because we only have a short period of time, so I'm only going to take snippets and just mention these, inshallah. So he brings this chapter, the author, Hafidhahullah, called As-Salah wa-Salihun, Piety and the Pious. And the first subheading is Sima'u Salihina wa Samtuhum, the signs of the pious, the identity of the pious. That when you look at a pious person, how do you recognize that this is a pious saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he brings some statements, and then he mentions the special qualities that each of these pious people had. I don't think I have time to go into all of that. I'll just mention a few points, and hopefully, inshallah, we all take some kind of benefit. So he mentions about some of the pious people, and each of their names will be mentioned, that how when you see them, you would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَوَى يُونُسُ بْنَ أَبِي إِسْحَاقَ عَنْ أَبِيهِ كَانَ عَمْرُ بْنُ مَيْمُونَ إِذَا رُؤِيَ ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. About Sayyidina Amr ibn Maymoon, rahmatullahi alayhi, was from the Tabi'un, that whenever he was seen, anybody would see him, they would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Sahabi, he had a special student whose name was Rabi' ibn Khuthaym, rahmatullahi alayhi, from the Tabi'un. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu's son, whose name is Abu Ubaidah, he narrates, he says that كَانَ الرَّبِيعُ بْنُ خُثَيْمِ إِذَا دَخَلَ عَلَى بْنِ مَسْعُودٍ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ إِذْنٌ لِأَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَفْرَغَ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ صَاحِبِهِ فَقَالَ لَهُ بْنُ مَسْعُودٍ يَا أَبَا يَزِيدٍ لَوْ رَآكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَأَحَبَّكَ وَمَا رَأَيْتُكَ إِلَّا ذَكَرْتُ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is from the Sahaba. What he's saying about his student Rabi', that this Rabi' radiallahu anhu had a very special position with Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. On one occasion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, great Sahabi, Hibru hadihi al-Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him the scholar of my Ummah. And he was a Sahabi that was sent to Kufa. So Kufa became a gold mine of hadith and fiqh and deen. And one of the main reasons was two Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu sent there, Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So they revolutionized Kufa. And then Kufa became the main competitor of Medina Munawwara. The Medina Munawwara is the land, the place of Hijrah where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated. All the Sahaba were there. But Kufa became his competitor because so many Sahaba. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in his wisdom, subhanAllah, he made like a garrison city in Kufa. In Iraq. So the city of Kufa. So Kufa became like a garrison city. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, I want only the Sahaba living in this place. And I want only the Muslims living here. I don't want any non-Muslims living here. Basically, what he tried to do was replicate a Madinatul Munawwara inside of Iraq. And this city became Kufa. So, subhanAllah, so many Sahaba migrated to Kufa because they felt the same vibes that they would feel in Madina Munawwara, in Kufa. And that's why hundreds of Sahaba went there, and subhanAllah, the great Fuqaha and our great Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah is born here, and he benefited from hundreds of Sahaba and Tabi'un who had seen the Sahaba inside of Kufa itself. So this Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu, his main students are actually in Kufa. So this Rabi' bin Khuthaym, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu, he says to him that, O Abu Yazid, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw you, he would have loved you. So imagine the qualities that the ustad is seeing in his shagird, in his student, that he's seeing, if Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw you, he would have surely loved you. And then Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says to him, Rabi ibn Khuthaym, that any time I look at you, every time I see you, I am reminded of those pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mukhbitin, those people who cry in front of Allah, those who are humbled in front of Allah ta'ala, I am reminded of them every time I look at your face. He's saying to his own student, subhanallah. There are many, many pious awliya and saints in the past, they would say to a special student, that even on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala asks me, what have I brought? I will point at this person. So many awliya have mentioned about their students, like Shah Hakim Akhtar Sabr rahmatullah, he's passed away, his Shaykh Shah Abdul Ghani Poolpuri rahmatullah, would say, if anyone asks me on the day, if Allah Ta'ala asks me on the day of Qiyamah, oh Abdul Ghani, what have you brought? I would say, I have brought Muhammad Akhtar. Similarly, our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Muraqam Zaman Sahib, Hafizahullah, his Shaykh, Mawlana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgiri Rahmatullahi would say, if anyone asks me on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah Ta'ala asks me on the day of Qiyamah, what have I brought? I will point at Qamru Zaman. So they had such confidence in their students that subhanAllah, in front of my eyes this person has achieved. Sometimes they would feel, you've achieved more than I've achieved. And many of the saints were like this.
وقال ابن الماجشون إن رؤية محمد بن المنكدر لتنفعني في ديني.
Ibn al-Majishun rahimullah mentions about Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, again from the Tabi'un, that but just by looking at him, this gives me benefit in my deen. It increases my iman.
وعن ابن المبارك رحمه الله قال ما رأيت رجلا أوقر في مجلسه ولا أحسن سمتا وحلما من أبي حنيفة.
سيدنا عبد الله بن مبارك, some of the greatest محدثون, he mentions that I have never seen a person who had more waqar in his majlis. Waqar is hard to translate. Dignified presence in his majlis. You know, when you go into his majlis, you feel this awe. It's not awe actually. Awe is different. That's haybah. Waqar is just this beauty, this dignity, this kind of majesty, you could say, in their majlis.
وَلَا أَحْسَنَ سَمْتًا. And neither have I seen anyone with more beautiful akhlaq and hilm. This hilm I talked about in Jum'ah. Than Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayh.
I've never seen a person with such beautiful akhlaq and hilm and more waqar in the majlis than Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah.
And Shuraik, rahmatullahi alayh, used to say that kana Abu Hanifata tawil as-samti kathir al-aqli.
Shuraik, rahimahullah, used to say that Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayh, was a man who would have lengthy periods of silence. He would stay silent excessively. And he had extreme, you know, immense amount of intelligence. And subhanAllah, this is a sign of great deal of aql, that a person stays quiet and they only speak when it is necessary and beneficial. And similarly, again about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, Abu Asim al-Nabil, who was one of the close students of Imam Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, says that كان أبو حنيفة يسمى الوتد لكثرة صلاته. That Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh was called the peg, you know, watad, a peg, you know, when you hold a tent into the ground. He was called watad because of how much salah he would perform. He'd just be still in salah every time you see him, and he's not teaching, he's busy engaged in salah. SubhanAllah. And about Imam Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi comes that one night in tahajjud salah, he's reciting the verse of Surah Yasin.
وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ.
On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will say, today, O sinful ones, separate yourself from the pious people. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And he recited it, and he cried, and he recited it, and he cried all the way till Fajr time. Just one ayah in his tahajjud salah.
وَقَالَ بِشْرُ بْنُ الْحَارِثِ إِنِّي لَأَذْكُرُ الْمُعَافَ الْيَوْمَ.
I think better than me talking, it's just good to just read about these people and just hear who they were, and subhanAllah. So Mufti Taqi Sahib, hafidhahullah, he says, look, nowadays to find the Shaykh Kamil, a pious saint of Allah who you have full trust in, and you know, like they would say, كَالْمَيِّتِ فِي يَدِ الْغَسَّالِ, like a dead person in the hand of the one who gives him ghusl. That's how you have to be with these pious saints. That I have such reliance in this person, the way the Sahaba had with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way the Tabi'un had with the Sahaba. It's very hard to find those people you can have full confidence. So we benefit from those who we regard to be pious. But Mufti Taqi Sahib says, when there's an absence of such shuyukh, then their biographies and the lives of these pious people becomes a replacement. That you read about them. Because just by reading the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanullahi ajma'in and the pious awliya, it becomes a source of spiritual ghiza and spiritual fulfillment, which can, you know, in the absence of actual physical suhba, then we can find it there as well.
So this Bishr ibn Harith rahimullah says that inni la adhkuru al-mu'afa al-yum, that I remember Sayyidina Mu'afa, he was one of the Tabi'un, Atba'u Tabi'un, فَأَنْتَفِعُ بِذِكْرِهِ.
He says, just by remembering him, I take faida, I take benefit. It's like when you remember a certain pious wali, that this person was like this, he encourages you to be like them.
وَأَذْكُرُ رُؤْيَتَهُ فَأَنْتَفِعُ.
I remember how he used to look, his appearance, and I take benefit. I become energized, that this is how my Shaykh and my Ustad used to look. This is a beautiful one. That سمعت أبا جعفر الجمال يقول أتينا وكيعا. On one occasion we came to Sayyidina Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah. He was the ustad of Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and the ustad of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. Then Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, and he's in the chains that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brings.
So فخرج بعد ساعة, Sayyidina Waqi', he came out of his room after a while. وَعَلَيْهِ ثِيَابٌ مَغْسُولَ. He is wearing clothes which had just been washed. فَلَمَّا بَصُرْنَا بِهِ. When we looked at him, فَزِعْنَا مِنَ النُّورِ الَّذِي رَأَيْنَاهُ يَتَلَأْلَأُ مِنْ وَجْهِهِ. See, he just came out, and he just came out with a washed garment on. As soon as we looked at him, we became shocked at how much nur we could see glowing in his face. So one person, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ بِجَنْبِي. One person next to me, he said, أَهَذَا مَلَكٌ. Is this an angel? Imagine, subhanAllah, how much nur was on the face of Sayyidina Waqi', that this person actually said, is this an angel? فَتَعَجَّبْنَا مِنْ ذَلِكَ النُّورِ. We were so shocked at this nur that we saw on the face of Sayyidina Imam Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu. This is Sayyidina Waqi', the famous poem about him, his student Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, always says that when I came to my Ustadh Waqi' complaining that I find it hard to memorize ilm of deen, شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَكِيَ إِنْ سُوءَ حِفْظِي فَأَرْشَدَنِي بِتَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. One advice, key advice he gave me is, leave sins. That you're struggling to remember. He complained about weakness of his memory. Find it hard to remember and memorize things. And in those days, ilm was all to do with memory. Nowadays, mashallah, everyone's ulama from Google. In those days, ilm was all. How much you memorize and how much you understand, this you're a greater alim. So he complained, my ustad, I'm struggling with memorizing things. And Imam Shafi'i is no ordinary person. By 15, he was passing fatwas. He was the mufti of Makkah by the age of 15. So if he's struggling with memories, probably to us, he's still going to be an allama. So he said, my ustad said, stay away from sin. فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِنْ إِلَٰهِ. Because this ilm, this knowledge, is a light from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُعْطَى لِعَاصِي. And this light of Allah is not given to the sinful people. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give it. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Today the hadith we're covering. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Anytime Allah Ta'ala talks about knowledge, understanding of deen, the Qur'an, and those who He blesses Qur'an with, it's always the best of people. And those who are from the sinful ones are not going to be from the best of people, unless they are from the ta'ibun and those who repent. سَمِعْتُ حَمْدَانَ بْنَ سَهْلَ الْبَلْخِيَ الْفَقِيهِ يَقُولُ. Again, another pious faqih, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا إِذَا رُؤْيَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَّا الْقَعْنَبِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. So I've never seen anyone. Because in the ahadith, we find narrations where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, stay with those people who when you stay with them, when you see them, they remind you of Allah Ta'ala. So he's saying, I've not actually seen anyone who as soon as I look at them, I remember Allah, except for قَعْنَبِي. Rahmatullahi alayhi. Qanabi, Marna will know, he is a great muhaddith and his name is found in all the so many narrations of hadith in Bukhari and Muslim and Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi and all the kitabs of hadith. His name comes up, you know, so many times. He says, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ إِذَا مَرَّ بِمَجْلِسٍ يَقُولُونَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So as soon as Qanabi would pass by a gathering, they would look at him and they would straight away start to say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Everyone would become, you know, everyone would start to do dhikr as soon as they would see his face. So this, obviously, he would have met so many awliya of Allah. But he's saying, you know, the direct application of this hadith, that I see someone and straight away he reminds me of Allah, it's only Qa'anabi. As soon as I look at him, I just think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I start to get busy in dhikr. وَقِيلَ كَانَ يُسَمَّ الرَّاهِبْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ. And he's mentioned about Qa'anabi that he was called Rahib, monk, because of how pious he was. Rahib, someone who stays away from the people, engages in ibadah because of his worship and because of his virtue. Two, three more points, inshallah, if you have patience. I know it's time. I was reading Shaykh al-Hadith Mullah Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi. After Asr Salah, you have the majlis of half an hour, Ikmalu Shiyam. It is a good time, I think, to ponder over certain spiritual points, because you're already tired and mind can. And then Shaykh would just engage in muraqabah and pondering over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifat till the time of iftar. So I thought it's actually a good idea, because these points stay in your mind, on the tired mind, and then you can just dwell on these points and reflect on our own condition. وَقَالَ الْعَبَّاسِ وَقَالَ عَبَّاسَ الْعَنْبَرِيُّ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ عَنْ عَلِيِّ بْنِ الْمَدِينِ لَعَلَّهُ كَانَ يُقَدَّمُ عَلَى الْحَسَنِ الْبَصْرِ. Subhanallah, powerful statement. One saint is mentioning about Ali ibn al-Madini rahmatullahi alayhi, that I think Ali ibn al-Madini is more superior to Hassan Basri. It's a very big statement. Hassan Basri is from the Sadat al-Tabi'in. He's from the leaders of the Tabi'un. He was suckled by Umm Salama radiallahu anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife. So he's from the... He said, but I think Ali ibn al-Madini, who is not from the Tabi'un, who came from the Atba'u al-Tabi'un, I think he might be more superior to him. Why? He explains. He says, كَانَ النَّاسُ يَكْتُبُونَ قِيَامَهُ وَقُعُودَهُ وَلِبَاسَهُ. the people would write down his standing, the way he's standing, the way he's sitting, the clothes that he's wearing. People would write everything down because it would be mithali. It would be worthy of emulation. The way he would sit, the way he would stand, the way he would dress. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ يَقُولُ أَوْ يَفْعَلُ أَوْ نَحْوَ هَذَا. And anything he said or did, people would write it down. Because they would, this person, everything he is doing is in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the most beautiful, best way of doing that particular action. And then he mentions about this, just thinking about this, but he brings this. وَكَانَ يَجْتَمِعُ فِي مَجْلِسِ أَحْمَدَ زُهَاءَ خَمْسَةِ أَلَافِ. And in the gathering of, say, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi, 5,000 people would come, roughly. 5,000 people would come in the gathering of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, who was a great muhaddith and great scholar. أَوْ يَزِيدٌ نَحْوَ خَمْسِ مِئَةٍ يَكْتُبُونَ. 5,000 people would come to learn hadith. Only 5,000 people would be in his majlis. Only 500 of them would be writing hadith. So he's a muhaddith. Only 500 of them would be writing hadith. The remaining 4,500 would just be learning from his good akhlaq and good character and adab. Imagine this, subhanAllah. Only 500 are serious students, you know, sit there with the ink pot and the pen and writing all the hadith. The rest of the people would just come to sit with him and watch him and benefit from him and learn from his akhlaq and character. Imagine. So the point of all this is how the pious people were. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like them. I'll mention a few more points, inshallah. La ilaha illallah. وقال ابن النجار كان ابن قدامة إمام الحنابلة بجامع دمشق على قانون السلف عليه النور والوقار ينتفع الرجل برؤيته قبل أن يسمع كلامه. Imam Ibn Qudama Al-Hanbali rahmatullahi alayhi, great Hanbali Imam in Dimashq, he's written Al-Mughni, one of the main books of Hanbali fiqh, says that he would sit in his gathering and he would sit in the same way that the Salafus Salihun would sit, meaning he's not doing anything new, he's sitting according to the way that he saw his ustads and his teachers sitting. Upon him would be Noor and Waqar, this calmness, stillness, tranquility. A person could benefit by seeing him before they even heard him speak. Just by looking at him, a person would automatically take spiritual benefit before they heard him speak. It reminds me of Shah Wasiullah Sahib Ilahabadi rahmatullahi alayhi. He would say, you know, people came into his gathering and he would be silent. Nobody would talk. So one person new to the whole system, he came and goes, what's happening here? You know, I don't understand, nobody's talking. He's just sitting there, everybody's sitting there. Some people are doing dhikr, some people are doing tilawah of Qur'an, some people are just sitting quietly with their heads towards their chest. He's sitting there. He says, Shaykh, are you going to say anything? Shaykh went very angry. He said, if someone cannot benefit from my silence, they should not come to my majlis. Meaning that there's a benefit to be acquired just from the suhbah and just sitting with the pious people, whether they talk or whether they don't talk, just sitting with them. Remember Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi, someone asked him, actually I think he mentioned in his malfuz, I was reading in his bayanat a long time ago. He says, what intention should you make when you go to visit the pious people? SubhanAllah, pious saint of Allah, many of us, we go just to hear them talk. So he's saying, what intention should you make when you go to visit the pious? He said, just go and sit there quietly and make the intention, Ya Allah, whatever spiritual benefit you have given this person, spiritual maqam, please, O Allah, give me some of that. And just sit there with that niyat. He said, inshallah, you will surely benefit. So this is how it has to be. Because at the end of the day, it's ruhaniyat, is in the heart. Connection with Allah, taqwa, sifat, all of these things starts from the heart. And a person is not going to see the heart. As much as someone talks, you're not going to see the condition of their heart. Rather, a person can be fake in their words. Their heart can be the opposite of what they say. But a true saint of Allah Ta'ala would speak very little. Mawlana Atiq Sahib from Oldham is mentioning, someone put this about Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. They said, when I became imam in the masjid, and I said to Hazrat, in Ramadan, Hazrat, I've made all these programs. After Fajr, this program, after Isha, this program, after Zuhr, this program. Hazrat, what is all these programs? He said, just maybe one or two nasihat, and just Quran tilawat, and Durood Sharif, and Dhikr. What's all these programs in Ramadan? It's a month of just contemplating, reflecting, and you yourself building your connection with Allah Ta'ala. When people would say to Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala Sahib, Hazrat, I've been made an imam to lead Taraweeh somewhere. Should I give any bayan after Taraweeh? So Hazrat would say, what you do is just choose one ayah, translate it, and just mention one hadith and one story. 2-3 minutes, finished. So don't distract people from ibadah. This is the month of ibadah. Encourage ibadah, encourage tilawah, encourage Quran, encourage istighfar. And this is the main focus. Last point I'll mention, inshallah, then I'll leave you to this as well. I'm saying this and I'm keeping you. وكان فخر الدين ابن عساكر لا يمل الشخص من النظر إليه لحسن سمته ونور وجهه ولطفه واقتصاده في ملبسه وكان لا يفتر من الذكر وكان يسمع الحديث تحت النسل. Mentions about فخر الدين ابن عساكر. He's known as حافظ الدنيا. You know when you call someone a حافظ الحديث, حافظ الحديث, memorize, I don't know, 400,000-500,000 hadith. Ibn Asakir was called حافظ الدنيا because of how many ahadith he had memorized. He knew all of the ahadith which should be memorized. So Fakhruddin ibn Asakir rahimahullah, is mentioned about him, a person would never get tired of just looking at him. You could sit there staring at him, you would never get tired because of his beautiful akhlaq, character, wa nuri wajhihi, the nur on his face, wa lutfihi, his softness, wa iqtisadihi fi malbasihi, and his dress code, wa kana la yafturu min al-dhikri. And there would never be a second that would pass by where he would not be busy engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would never let any seconds idle. I will finish on this point. He's reading about Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi. Great muhaddith. But he would always sit in a gathering and he'd have his musabbaha, his tasbih, but he'd have it like this. In those days they have long sleeves. So he'd keep it hidden under his sleeve so you couldn't see it. So if someone sat in his gathering, either they were asking a question of fiqh or deen or hadith and he's answering it, and if nobody's talking to him, he'd be busy. That tasbih would be busy under his sleeve. Dhikr, 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 dhikr. And if somebody would ask, then this would stop. He would answer. As soon as he's finished, he'd continue with dhikr. SubhanAllah, you understood the value of time. So inshallah, these are just a few examples of pious people. I know that the main points I didn't get to, as the main qualities they had in their life. Inshallah, maybe we'll do that next week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us some of these beneficial qualities. Allah ta'ala make us, give us the ability to follow in the footsteps of these pious saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.